The governor wants to bring some new money into transportation by raising fees for vehicle registration and titles. That would help push his state transportation budget to a record $4.4 billion, a 16% increase. The Milwaukee-based Citizens Allied for Sane Highways says Doyle is remarkably generous to the DOT, considering some recent spending controversies. Group co-chair Gretchen Schulte says she realizes some roads need repair.
But this highway building splurge continues a trend that's gone on for more than a decade.
Schulte says she's especially worried that Doyle wants to begin spending money on reconstructing part of I-94 in southeastern Wisconsin without mapping out a full funding plan for an eventual billion-dollar project. She also says the governor has not done enough to expand mass transit in Milwaukee. The Sierra Club praises Doyle for some funding for passenger rail, but also worries about more highway spending, especially on a project in Sheboygan County. Republican lawmakers are after Doyle on another front. State Senator Scott Fitzgerald of Juneau doesn't like the governor's plan to transfer $250 million from transportation into schools and other programs.
That's a true policy decision that has to be made, is whether or not you think that we need to have a strong and safe transportation system in the state.
But Governor Doyle says he's not trying to harm local communities that expect road projects. He says there are other needs, too.
To say that we should have a $4.6 billion road budget, not be able to support the public schools, and not be able to freeze property taxes is really irresponsible.
The road to compromise on the transportation budget may take months to build. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.